Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the last week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Joan Buckry of the Sisters of St. Francis of Assisi. Sister Joan is part of the St. Thomas More Preaching Center out of Webster, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, Partners in the Kingdom.
We hear in the readings today a continuation of the concept of kingship. The apocalyptic writer Daniel ends the dramatic visionary story with the statement, His dominion is everlasting. It shall not be taken away or destroyed. With New Testament application, this would be Jesus, the Son of God, the King, presiding over the kingdom of our world. Then in the Gospel, the same concept shifts to the image of trees. Here in the Northern Hemisphere, we have the most dramatic experience of seemingly dead tree branches for 6 months or more of the year, suddenly popping open with buds and full green leaves for the remainder of the year. Luke uses this image to say the same thing as the prophet Daniel. Be assured, and know that the kingdom of God, with the protection of Jesus, the King and Shepherd and Servant Leader, will prevail. So I would like to share my faith here. I would like to share what these thoughts mean to me. I ask myself, what does the kingdom mean? What does that mean in our scriptures, especially in the New Testament? I think it means people living in peace, no war, no hatred, no divisions, water, food, and adequate shelter, enough for everyone, right relationships. When we observe any of these things happening, we can say the kingdom of God is near. Having said that, I also reflect on the fact that in many ways we as a human family struggle mightily with all of this. How far we are from world peace, from a world free of violence and hatred and greed. However, this day, I commit myself to take a faith stance whenever I feel or experience the darkness in our world or in my personal life. This day and each day, I try to gather up all the worries, all the fears and anxieties, and apply my faith. This means that I truly believe that the kingdom of God, the leadership of Jesus in our world, can make a difference through me, through my faith, through my hope, through my efforts to love. The Mass today ends with the communion verse, Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I hope that as we reflect on these readings today, we can share the strength of our belief in Jesus, who works through us to make the kingdom real in our world. We are truly partners with Jesus in building the kingdom.